2018, and so my interest is not just academic. I know for a certainty these things exist, and I know for a certainty that they are not hostile, and we know that the secrecy surrounding the issue is being run by an extra-constitutional and illegal operation.
Yeah, I want to get into all that with you in a minute, Dr. Greer, but something piqued my interest about, you mentioned the lunar module, and Buzz Aldrin has just made some news saying they saw a UFO while they were on the moon. Did you ever hear about that?
Oh, yes. I mean, I've known this for some time, and certainly my people have worked with Buzz Aldrin, and you know, one of my supporters is a good friend with Neil Armstrong, and I've known for many years that when we landed on the moon that we were not alone, and that, in fact, the reason some of the footage that people have seen from the lunar landing looks hoaxed is because they knew prior to the landing that there would be ET vehicles very likely there because they had documented them around the Earth. And it's important to realize that during the lunar orbiter mission, which is different from the landing mission of the Apollo, the lunar orbiter, they were taking pictures and mapping the moon, but we have several top secret witnesses, one of whom was at Langley Air Force Base at a very classified National Security Agency operation there, where they were downloading images from the moon that showed structures and craft and artificial buildings that were already on the moon in the mid to late 60s prior to the lunar landing. So when we put the first man on the moon, we knew that there would be a very high likelihood of an encounter, and that's why some of what was transmitted back had to be, as it were, filtered, and was filtered so that people would not see that there were, in fact, ET craft that accompanied the lunar landing, the first landing of men on the moon. So.